Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, I have a question for you, John. A little trivia. What do the following books have in common? Invisible Man, Sophie's Choice, Shipping News, and The Color Purple.
They're all about 372 pages.
That is incorrect. Oh. The Color Purple is actually quite short. But they've all won a National Book Award. Tonight is the 60th annual National Book Awards ceremony, and we're going to get... They have categories
and
fiction,
and the host of the National Book Awards, the Ryan Seacrest of literature himself...
Patrick Henry Bass.
It's actually Andy Borowitz. So
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, our friend here at The Takeaway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So another Patrick friend. Henry Bass is here to talk about the National Book Awards. He's a Takeaway contributor and books editor for Essence Magazine. So, Patrick, first let's talk about the nominees for the awards this year. There's the two biggest categories, the ones that are most watched, fiction and not fiction. For fiction, we have some titles people may not recognize. Let the Great World Spin, In Other Worlds, Rooms, Other Wonders, Lark and Termite, Far North. And in nonfiction, we've got Following the Water, which is a nature journal, Remarkable Creatures about evolution, Fordlandia about Henry Ford. We've got a lot of books that a lot of people may not recognize.
If you read Granta, you read Plowshares and Poets and Writers, you will know these titles and these authors.
Yeah, I didn't recognize
If you read The National Enquirer, not so much. You know?
Well, you don't have to just not
read The New York Times, not so much.
Not so much, right. And so I think that these award nominees are purposefully obscure. There are at least 1,000 entries submitted to the National Book Foundation each year. So they whittle these down to 20. There's also the poetry category, which I think is pretty hot this year, and also young people's literature. And so I think this year, the National Book Foundation fellows were looking to bring visibility to titles that no one would ever possibly see. Because the economy has been so dismal for books last year, the big headline was The Hemingses of Monticello by Annette Gordon-Reed, the first National Book Award nonfiction winner by African-American woman. That book went on to the New York Times bestsellers list.
So
I'm
it,
not sure.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure this year from the nonfiction candidates, the finalists.
That
I'm not sure.
That was a pretty sexy subject, though.
Well, it wasn't
Thomas
doing,
Jefferson
but
and
it
his
wasn't doing well.
Slave.
It wasn't doing well before it won. It got a sort of mixed review, a tepid review from the New York Times.
Right.
It was sort of floundering. Then it found its wings once it got the National Book Award stamp of approval.
But is that the general case? Is it the case that when something wins a National Book Award, that it actually goes on to fame and fortune?
In a better economy, yes. Like there was a book called The Great Fire by Shirley Hazzard. You know, no one talked about The Great Fire. It won the National Book Award. It went on to the New York Times bestsellers list. I think that the book that is going to win is Fordlandia by Greg Grandin, who is a NYU professor. Great topic.
It's about
Henry
how
Ford,
he tried to build
the
a city
automobile industry.
In the Amazon.
He built a city in the Amazon, but the challenge was he tried to make it too American, so he had square dancing. He converted it
if you think Henry Ford was eccentric, read this.
Right, a sort of Norman
you don't know anything.
A sort of Norman Rockwell view of America and the Amazon jungle. And guess what? Vice won over. You know, the workers wanted bordellos and alcohol. But I think that what should have been nominated was Born Round, the memoir by Frank Bruni from the New York Times. It's not out of the realm of possibility for the National Book Awards to award a memoir. Joan Didion was
it's
awarded.
It's an amazing book. He was here on the show.
Yeah, Joan Didion was awarded for The Year of Magical Thinking. Lillian Hellman won for Unfinished Life. And
I think
that's a missed opportunity that they didn't acknowledge at least Frank Bruni.
No, Bruni's book is incredible.
Yeah.
The thing for me, Patrick, is that, you know, I don't consider myself to be a lowbrow reader. I'm certainly not a National Enquirer reader. But
what is that Jacqueline Suzanne doing right there, Celeste?
I don't even know.
We are trashing the National Enquirer.
To be totally honest with you. But on the other hand, oftentimes the books that I see on these nominations for National Book Awards, I've never heard of. And when I do sometimes read them, I find them not enjoyable.
Well, one of the ones that I think that will win is In Other Rooms, Other Wonders. This is by, I'm going to muck his name up, Daniel Mnuchin. This it takes place in Pakistan.
Right.
It's a short story collection. Anything set in Asia tends to do very well right now.
Kite Runner, right?
Exactly.
But let me just remind you of something you said at the beginning. Hot poetry category. It's a hot category this year. Let's hear about hot poetry.
Because Carl Phillips is nominated. You know Carl Phillips, right?
Right.
You do.
But remind our listeners, tell us why.
Carl Phillips, this is his third shot at winning the poetry prize this year. He's been nominated twice before. African American and gay. You know, so it'd be just an amazing poet as well. He has a huge shot. I was a little disappointed that Sanatica Mulatica by Rita Dove was not mentioned by the judges. This is a look at the life of George Bridgetower. Do you know who he is?
I don't know.
His biracial friend of Beethoven. They had an awesome, amazing fallout. You know, he was the first person to perform the Kreutzer. Sonata, you know.
Names are not my strong suit.
That's a great idea for a story, though.
You know, here's the thing, Patrick, very, very quickly. In terms of a book that may not be on the list but is very readable and someone needs to read before the end of the year, what is it?
I would say The Help. I mean, a lot of people really despise that book. But I think
it's about maids.
Well, it's about maids in Mississippi. It's a highly controversial book by Catherine Stockett. It's quite controversial, but I think that it's a book that has mass appeal.
And we'll have you back for actual end-of-year book selections before the holidays.
And hopefully sooner than that.
Patrick Henry Bass is books editor with Essence Magazine and friend of The Takeaway. Thanks so much, Patrick.